RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, and focus news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo received three names for constitutional judges post. Minister Budi Karya to manage toll road capacity prior to Lebaran homecoming. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has received the names of three candidates for the post of Constitutional Court MK judge. The judge selection committee, comprising 5 members from various professional fields, handed over the list of the candidates to President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Previously, the committee chairman Harjono said that the selection process had met the target to hand over the names of the three candidates to the president by the end of March. However, Sukma Violeta, one of the committee's members, noted that they could not reveal the three names, as the authority for it depends on the president and the state secretariat. Sukma also explained that it is in the hands of the state secretariat to get further updates. The three candidates were chosen from 12 applicants who had passed the final interview in the selection process that began on March 7, while the application was open from February 22 to March 3. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi will manage the toll road capacity during the upcoming Idul Fitri holiday season to prevent gridlock at the East Brebes toll road exit in Central Java, locally known as a Brexit. Minister Sumadi stated during a coordination meeting for the 2017 Idul Fitri holiday season on Monday that his ministry will manage the capacity of the toll road carefully. He also remarked that the government will call on the people to use alternative routes during Idul Fitri homecoming. He noted that people should not only use Brexit but also alternative routes, particularly Java Southern Road. The government has urged the people to use Java Southern Road during Lebaran homecoming. In addition, the government also conducted traffic management by closing the toll gate as soon as a long queue of vehicles is seen in the East Brebes toll road exit. The government of Indonesia has condemned the subway terror attack in Petersburg, Russia on April 3, 2017. The attack killed at least 11 people and injured dozens. In the Indonesian Foreign Ministry's statement received on Tuesday, April 4, the Indonesian government expressed its deepest condolences to the victims and their families. The Indonesian government has extended its solidarity to the Russian government and its people in connection with the incident. As of press time, there was no Indonesian among the victims in the attack. The Indonesian embassy in Moscow continues to coordinate with local authorities over the latest developments following the incident. The embassy has also asked Indonesians in Russia to be vigilant, avoid places that could become the target of attack, and follow the security measures imposed by local authorities. Indonesians may call the Indonesian embassy in Moscow at hotline +7 925 675 5415. PT Asjaya Indosuria Securities analyst William Surya Wijaya said that the Jakarta Composite Index JCI can continue to strengthen. The JCI in the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX is expected to move around 5,524 to 5,623. William said that JCI can reach new resistance levels in the next few days. The new records broken by the GIC and sustained capital inflows will work to strengthen the JSI today. It's in a written statement on Tuesday report that other sentiment been economic stability. This includes the fact that inflation under control. The Central Statistics Agency BPS reported that March 2017 saw 0.02% deflation. Williams suggested investor keeps an eye on high liquidity stocks or baseline stocks. He said that the stocks are more proven against market volatility. The JCI was closed stronger, 38.68 points or 0.69% to 5,606.79. It was open stronger, 15.24 points or 0.27% to 5,583.34. Minister of Trade Enggartiasto Lukito explained ahead of the past demand food stocks in Indonesia are saved. During past demand, a spike in food prices often occurred. Therefore, Indonesia Minister of Trade tries to control food prices with guarantee of available stock. After holding anti-corruption discussion at Indonesia Minister of Trade in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Enggartiasto explained that in maintaining the availability of stock, his side will issue a mandatory provision for the food distributors' report regarding the position of stock and the price of food. In addition, he is also monitoring the food stock of each province and regency across Indonesia.
Stok aman. Stok aman. Dan kita akan turun ke seluruh provinsi dengan...
The stock is safe and we will go to all provinces by inviting entire city or district in each province and also invite distributors for us. And we will continue to monitor the socialized provision we have already removed, that they report their position, including the stock position and price. Minister Enggartiasto Lukito further explained that his ministry has been coordinating with the Retail Employer Association. He views that modern retail market has a huge influence for food prices. Thus, trade ministry would control trading prices in the retail market. The modern retail market are prohibited from selling goods at the above price that has been set. In addition, the ministry will add the supply of meat through the import given to Indonesia Logistic Board or Bulog. The last item, the Inspector General of Trade Ministry, Sri Agustina, said that the Trade Ministry is committed to continuously strengthening anti-corruption culture. At a discussion on anti-corruption held at the Ministry of Trade in Jakarta on Monday, Sri Agustina said that public service sector is one point that is prone to corruption. The Trade Minister has four integrated service units that serve the licensing and registration of trading business. Various efforts and commitment of the Minister of Trade related to process in relation to the anti-corruption culture are through the regulation and simplification of procedures in the public service sector.
Yaitu terkait dengan perizinan sesuai dengan semangat untuk melakukan deregulasi.
That is related to the licensing in accordance with the spirit to do the repair mechanism of the regulation and simplification of the procedures for the bureaucracy. There are currently 98 service permits that are already online from 152 services. From the online licensing services, 98.47 services have already used digital signature, which means avoiding face-to-face or opportunities to commit illegalities. Sri Agustina further explained that to intensify control activities, the Trade Minister also applies government agency control system. The Ministry, through the General Inspectorate, also evaluates and monitors public service as well as to oversee the management of budget, either through planning, execution, or accountability. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people, of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, a commentary today entitling the selection of General Election Commission KPU and Election Supervisory Board Bawaslu members. On Monday, April 3rd, House of the Representative Commission 2 started carrying out fit and proper tests to select commissioners of the General Election Commission, KPU. As for the General Election Supervisory Board, Bawaslu, the test is held on Tuesday, April 4th. This election is quite important because the incumbent commissioners will end their term of office next 12 April and should be replaced immediately for the next 5-year period. On the other hand, the parliament still has not yet discussed the draft law after the election results, and its contents are closely related to the performance of General Election Commission KPU and General Election Supervisory Board Bawaslu future periods. Related to the fit and proper test of KPU and Bawaslu for 2017-2022 period, Deputy Chairman of Commission 2, Ahmad Riza Patria, said that the test teams have set up a test mechanism. It is divided into three sections for 14 KPU commissioner candidates on Monday, April 3rd, and two sessions for 10 Bawaslu commissioner candidates on Tuesday, April 4th. At each session, the candidates are asked to explain their vision and mission if elected commissioner of KPU or Bawaslu. The result of the fit and proper test will be announced in House plenary session on 6 April. Earlier, the chairman of the House Special Committee on Laws, Lukman Edi, said the committee has agreed on the number of commissioners of KPU and Bawaslu to be increased by 4 members. Lukman Edi also dismissed the notion that the House only adds the budget increase for the organizer of the election. He asked not only increasing the number of commissioners is highlighted, but also the overall of the number of members of the commission Bawaslu area must be seen. Meanwhile, the coordinator of Division of Political Corruption, Indonesian Corruption Watch, ICW, Donald Faris, said the both candidates for members of KPU and Bawaslu must have not only good ability in technocracy election, but also high integrity. In addition, the members of the KPU and Bawaslu must also have good track record, both when serving as the commissioners for the incumbent and when they become state officials. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said the government is optimistic that the testing process can be completed before the deadline. However, he also ensures that the government would do some actions if until April 12th the commissioners of KPU and Bawaslu have not been elected. For example, by issuing a decree to extend the tenure of the incumbent KPU and Bawaslu commissioners. Whoever elected as a commissioner of General Election Commission KPU and Election Supervisor Board Bawaslu must remain neutral in doing their duties. In addition, the commissioners must be free of interest, both in terms of political parties, groups, and individuals, so there is no suspicion among the public in the election administration. While the commissioners of Bawaslu are expected to be more courageous to disclose errors or mistakes, even the findings of fraud in the administration of elections, it requires legal umbrella to be followed and not just statements on paper only, so that the meaning of democracy becomes apparent. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with April 4, 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, established. On April 4, 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, was officially established in Brussels, Belgium. At the time, there were only 12 countries that signed the founding charter of NATO, namely France, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Britain, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Italy, Norway, Portugal, USA, and host Belgium. Currently, NATO members are 28 countries from North America and Europe. The newest members are Albania and Croatia, which joined in April 2009. The core of the NATO Charter is an agreement of the signatory countries to form a joint defense. Thus, all forms of attacks against one of a NATO member country will be considered as an attack against other countries. In the following years, Germany, Greece, Spain, and Turkey joined NATO. At the same time, France has distanced itself from NATO instead. In 1960, although still listed as a member of NATO, France began to withdraw its troops from NATO and the defense pact to reduce its dependence. Let's switch to 1960, Senegal independence. Senegal, a country located in West Africa, bordered by Mauritania, Mali, and Guinea, gained independence from France on April 4, 1960. Initially, Senegal was colonized by the Portuguese in the 15th century. Then it was taken over by the French in the 17th century. France then made massive exploitation of the natural resources and the people of Senegal. Many black Senegal were transported to France as slaves. Following the weakening of military power in France after the Second World War, Senegal managed to gain many concessions from Paris, though not yet full independence. It was only on April 4, 1960, Senegal became the country with full independence. Let's end with April 4, 1979. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was sentenced to death. Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, Pakistan's president, from 1971 to 1973 and Prime Minister from 1973 until 1977, as well as the father of the late Benazir Bhutto, was executed by hanging in Rawalpindi, Punjab, Pakistan by General Zia-ul Haq on April 4, 1979. Prime Minister Ali Bhutto was Pakistan's first democratically elected Prime Minister, who was born in Sindin, India. Bhutto continued his education at the University of Southern California, United States in 1947. Later, moved to the University of California, Berkeley. In the period of 1972 until 1974, he dared to nationalize the British-owned company, the United States, and some Western countries operating in Pakistan. Not only that, Ali Bhutto also undertook an agrarian reform. Since then, there were political and economic changes in Pakistan. However, the political enemies of Ali Bhutto did not like his policies and prepared plans to overthrow him. In 1977, Ali Bhutto was formally ousted and thrown into prison. On April 4, 1979, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was executed. His execution made the then Secretary General of the United Nations, Kurt Waldheim, express regret over Pakistan's ruling military junta. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with focus entitled On Government Relief's Efforts in Evacuating and Providing Assistance to Victims of Landslide in Ponorogo, East Java Province. Indonesia was again hit by a natural disaster. A landslide occurred in the area of Ponorogo, East Java, last Saturday. The landslide happened about 70 meters high cliff and went as far as 1,500 meters away in Bandaran village, Ponorogo, on Sunday. Using a trail bike to the location, which is difficult to access, the head of National Disaster Management Agency, BNPB, Willem Rapanggile, with the regent of Ponorogo, Ipong Mukhlisoni, conducted a field survey after the landslide last Sunday. BNPB reported in a press release received by the Voice of Indonesia that the University of Gajah Mada rector, Dwi Korita, who was with the agency, explained the geological structure around the location is in the form of fracture. Morphological differences had caused the landslide flow to turn so that the impact was quite farther. Meanwhile, Willem Rapanggile said a team of BNPB consisting of Center for Vulcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation, Gajah Mada University, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, and the Ministry of Environment and Forestry has conducted rapid assessment for the overall recovery through the relocation of the affected residents. The emergency period, including the search and handling of refugees, is valid from April 2 until 15, 2017. BNPB praised the efforts of local government, which is able to deal with the landslide disaster. The handling of refugees has been well conducted by the Ministry of Social Affairs and the Ministry of Health. The search operation for victims has been grouped and continued. BNPB also provided fund worth 500 million rupiah for the emergency treatment of landslide in Ponorogo. The fund will be used for operation in emergency response. Until Monday morning, two dead bodies have been found, while 26 victims are still missing. A total of 300 people took refuge in the village chief's house or boarded with the necks of kin who are safe from landslide. That was Focus for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo has received the names of three candidates for the post of Constitutional Court MK judge. The Judge Selection Committee, comprising 5 members from various professional fields, handed over the list of candidates to President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi will manage the toll road capacity during the upcoming Idul Fitri holiday session to prevent gridlock at the East Brebes toll road exit in Central Java, locally known as a Brexit. The government of Indonesia has condemned the subway terror attack in St. Petersburg, Russia on April 3, 2017. The attack killed at least 11 people and injured dozens. PT Asjaya Indosuria Securities analyst William Suryawijaya said that the Jakarta Composite Index JCI can continue to strengthen. The JCI in the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX is expected to move around 5,524 to 5,623. Minister of Trade Enggartiasto Lukita explained that ahead of past demand, food stocks in Indonesia are shaped. During past demand, spike in food prices often occurred. Therefore, Indonesia Minister of Trade tries to control food prices with guarantee of available stock. The Inspector General of Trade Ministry Sri Agustina said that the Trade Ministry is committed to continuously strengthening anti-corruption culture. At a discussion on anti-corruption held at the Minister of Trade in Jakarta on Monday, Sri Agustina said the public service sector is one point that is prone to corruption. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me, people of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to know Hading Mulung tradition in East Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener Alor, known as 1000 Moko Island, located in the eastern part of Flores, is Nusa Tenggara Province. Alor is one of the 92 outermost islands in Indonesia because the island borders with Timor Leste and Ombay Strait to the south. Besides rich with art and culture, the island is also known with its underwater richness. So do not be surprised, there are 50 diving points in the region that has spread to the Pantar Island. The beauty of its underwater, which still maintain until now, because local people try to keep it with a local wisdom called Hading Mulung tradition. Hading Mulung is a tradition of Baran Nusa community in Alor, East Nusa Tenggara. This tradition banned the activity of catching fish and other marine life in the area at a certain period. The tradition that has existed since hundreds of years ago is a form of local wisdom that is able to preserve the underwater ecosystem from excessive exploitation. In the local language, Hading Mulung means forbidden sign in a certain period. The region, which has been marked the sign, people are not allowed to catch fish there. With Hading Mulung tradition, the local people look forward to reaping the sea products better by catching the fish in accordance with the rules. Listener, Hading Mulung tradition has been held by Baran Nusa people joined with WWF Indonesia on October 30, 2016. Hading Mulung tradition was marked by performing traditional processions such as prayer together. Goat's blood is poured into the area as part of the procession. The area to perform Hading Mulung covering the south, east and west of Lapang Island with a total area of 146.22 hectares. The location is determined through the study of some universities to see the social condition and the sea. Listener, 1 year later after performing Hading Mulung tradition, precisely on October 30, 2017, the local government will hold Hoba Mulung tradition or the opening of the band area. During the performance of Hoba Mulung, Baran Nusa people are allowed to take seafood at their own fish bank during one full year. The fishing should be done in a safe way and not interfere marine life. Usually at the Hoba Mulung, the people who mostly work as fishermen will get abundant fish of the highest quality. This tradition actually also known in some areas in Indonesia, such as in Papua, the fishermen has the bank called Sasi. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Hading Mulung tradition from East Nusa Tenggara. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa. Oh, 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 oh
How to Speak Bahasa Indonesia Easily and Correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is ke toko buku, or in English, to the bookstore. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say its words slowly twice, you can follow after me. Toko buku. Toko buku. In English, bookstore. Siang. Siang, afternoon. Membaca. Membaca, to read. Buku. Buku, book. Hobi. Hobi, hobby. Akhir-akhir ini. Akhir-akhir ini, lately. Apa, apa, what. Novel, novel, novel. Bagus, bagus, good. Penulis, penulis, author. Terkenal, terkenal, famous. Membeli, membeli, to buy. Karya, karya, work. Kutu buku. Kutu buku, bookworm. Next is a conversation on ke toko buku, or in English, to the bookstore. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Mary and Anna on the way to the bookstore. Anna, sebelum terlalu siang, mari kita ke toko buku. Anna, sebelum terlalu siang, mari kita ke toko buku. In English, Anna, before it's too late, in the afternoon, let's go to the bookstore. Apakah kamu suka membaca buku? Apakah kamu suka membaca buku? Do you like reading books? Hobi saya adalah membaca. Hobi saya adalah membaca. My hobby is reading. Buku apa yang kamu baca akhir-akhir ini? Buku apa yang kamu baca akhir-akhir ini? What book did you read lately? Akhir-akhir ini saya baca novel ini. Bagus sekali. Akhir-akhir ini saya baca novel ini. Bagus sekali. Recently, I read this novel. It's really good. Oh iya, penulis novel ini sangat terkenal. Oh iya, penulis novel ini sangat terkenal. Oh yes, the author of this novel is quite famous. Saya juga ingin membeli beberapa novel karya penulis itu. Saya juga ingin membeli beberapa novel karya penulis itu. I also want to buy some novels by him. Oh, ternyata kamu juga seorang kutu buku. Oh, ternyata kamu juga seorang kutu buku. Oh, it seems you are also a bookworm. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present dangdut songs by Inul Daratista. Stay tuned.
sempurna. Lama cintaku kali ini, aku pun mimpimu. Cepat, cepat jadi milikku.
Just listen to the song Jangan Lama-Lama, sung by a dangdut singer Inul Daratista. The song was released in mid-2016, tells the story of someone who is in love and could not bear waiting on a response from the beloved one. The music brings dangdut pop songs with the accompaniment of drum since the beginning of the song. Interestingly, in the mid-song, there is only the sound of music and drum. Those who listen to the music of the song will jig spontaneously. The song Jangan Lama-Lama in the album The Best of Inul was released in May 2016. But previously, Inul has released several singles which later inserted into the album The Best of Inul. There are 10 songs which are summarized in this album. Three of them are new songs, namely Aku Jatuh Cinta, composed by Rumi Aziz and Uche F. Tekol, and two other songs, Chori Chori I Love You and Jangan Lama-Lama, composed by Charlie Van Houten. Besides the three new songs, there are also the top songs, namely Kalimera Athena, Arjuna Buaya, Cinta Modal Pulsa, Mantan Pacar, and Bunga. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Cinta Modal Pulsa from the best of Inul album. Happy listening. The singer, whose the real name Ainur Rahimah, began her career as a dangdut singer to sing before the public in Pasuruan, East Java. She became famous with the ngebor style after many people captured her appearance on the stage. Until now, she has released 8 albums and now active as one of the judges in one of the talent dangdut singer show in a private TV station. The song Cinta Modal Pulsa that you have just listened is available in the album The Best of Inul 2016, but actually this is not a new song. The song was released in 2014. The song composed by Hidayati Samudra tells about love, need struggle and seriousness. recurring pop disco dangdut music genre, the same as the previous song. The song Cinta Modal Pulsa also very nice to jigging. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Buaya Buntung and Kali Merah Athena by Inul Daratista. Happy listening, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.